Blog Talk Radio.
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. My heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are King of Kings, and I love you more than any other, so much more than any. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my strength, my shield. In weakness, you're my strength. In a storm, you're my strength. In trials, you're my strength. In problems and pain, in tears and shame, you're my strength, Jesus. Oh, you alone, you are my strength, my shield. Thank you, God. You're my strength, God. To you alone. flow. May my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you, and I long to worship you, and I long to worship you. I long to dwell in your house, seek your face, behold your beauty, inquire in your temple.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try. So good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried,
even
it wouldn't work.
So good to me.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today. better than good to me.
Blessing, 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 blessing. Good evening. This is your host, LaShawn from Texas. Welcome to Prophetic Grace Network. Thank you for coming on. I pray that you had a blessed day, a blessed week. I thank you for joining us tonight. We always say this is G-O-D Radio. So I thank the Father. I thank the Father for you calling in. I thank the Father for just this platform. I thank him because we can't do nothing without the Father. We can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. We can't do nothing without His grace. We can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We can't do nothing. Well, I pray that y'all can hear me. Those who know how to reach out to me and let me know you can hear me, please do so before I continue in the message. Okay, give me a second. All right. So if you can hear me, please send me a message letting me know that you can hear me loud and clear before I continue on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just waiting on the test to come through. Pray that y'all can hear me. Okay. So I'm going to try something different tonight. Okay, I'll just test. I'm going to try something different tonight. Like I say, I pray that y'all can hear me. Those who know how to reach out, send a text, let me know you can hear me so we can continue to go on. There are times that I've been on here and I've been so into the word, the Holy Spirit was up on me, and then come to find out no one can hear me. So I always in the beginning will ask people, can you hear me before I continue on? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Do you hear me very well? And so those who know how to reach out to me, and they'll let me know. I haven't got anything so far. Those who can know how to reach out to me, y'all probably hear me saying this over and over, because I have been on PGN and nobody couldn't hear me, so it'd be kind of funny. But I tell you what, God answered prayers, because before I came on, I just sit there and just, you know, soaking with my eyes closed, and I always talk to the Father, ask him what do he want me to discuss, you know, not just on here, but just on the prayer line. What do he want me to discuss? What do he want me to say to the people? So I always pray, Lord, this is your radio. You have your way. You increase, I decrease. So whatever you want me to say, you know, as your mouthpiece, you know, if you give me the permission, I'm going to say it, you know. I want to share something with y'all. So much that I would like to share with y'all on PGN. A lot of things I share, it be in the ministry that he blessed me with. I share a lot through the wall of prayer. But some things I share on PGN, something, but a lot of things I share is through the ministry he blessed me with. But I just want to pray, Father God, I thank you for today. Father God, I ask that you cover me. Father God, I know you got the ministry angels around me. I know you got the protection angels around me. So, Father God, we bind and we rebuke the prince of the airway. We cover those that's on here, the listener that's listening on the phone or listening through the website, you know, all across the country. Father God, cover them. I ask that you touch their ears and their eyes, Father God. Your word tell us, let those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the living God saying. Father God, I die to flesh. Father God, I do not want flesh to interrupt what you have to say. Father God, I ask that you take over my mouth, make clear to where they can understand. Father God, I ask the Holy Spirit to have its way. You have your way tonight. What do you want your people to hear? You know what your people need before they picked up the phone and called in. So, Father God, I ask that you have your way. This is your radio station. So, Father God, I thank you for blessing us. I thank you for covering us. I thank you for protecting us. I thank you for being the shield. Father God, I thank you for your grace, your mercy. Father God, I thank you. You are our strong tower. Father God, I thank you for a roof over our head. Father God, even those going through trials and tribulation, Father God, I'm going to stand on your word, and I pray that your people stand on your word. And one word that I do know is in the book of, I believe it's Psalms, that you're not going to let the righteous go hungry. You ain't going to let the righteous fall. We might have to trip. We might have to go through something, but you're going to take care of the righteous. Your word tell us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and you will give us everything we need. So, Father God, I thank you, and we stand on your word in Jesus' name. Oh, sure. Like I said, so much. It's so, you know, God gives people dreams, vision. It's just so much. I'm telling you, it's just so much lately. Just not only with me, but many, even with the children. He said he was going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That's his word, that people are going to see vision. They're going to see things in their dreams, especially the young generation. That's why we got to teach our young generation at the younger age, because I wish that somebody would have taught me at a young age. With the young age, and like I say, Jesus came here as we've been going over the book of John. We're going to step away from the book of John just for this Friday, but we'll pick back up. For those that's in the wall of prayer, we'll continue to pick up our series. But even in the book of John, Jesus came. He said, I came here to testify. I came here to tell my testimony. I'm testifying about my Father who sent me, the things that he showed me. I do work not of myself. Jesus said, I do nothing of myself. I do what my Father tells me to do. I carry his image. I carry his word. When you see me, you see the Father. When you hear the words coming out my mouth, you hear the words of the Father. And so during this series, we are talking about the word of God. And sometimes the word of God, God will give you a word while you washing dishes. He will give you a word while you driving your car. He will give you a word while you in the grocery store. He will give you a word while you sitting down and just seeking him, meditate. He will give you a word. Sometimes it'll be one word, just one simple word. It's just many, like I said, there's many. Some of y'all was on here when I did a sermon he told me, daughter, so many don't even know my ways. And as I began to reflect on how did I get here, I began to reflect how I shared the testimony, how God was dropping breadcrumbs. That's the best way I know how to describe it. There was breadcrumbs. When I was going through my trials and tribulations, some of you know the testimony where he was dropping breadcrumbs. And as today, I was just reflecting, because he said it's time for you to testify. It's time for you to tell your testimony. Some of your testimony and testify is going to cause some spiritual warfare, but you ain't going to drown, and I'm not going to let you think I'm going under. He been telling me tell your testimony and testify. He even brought me back to my childhood when I would begin to see things as a child. I'm telling you, y'all, I was being tormented by some demons as a child. I wasn't even in elementary school. And maybe one day he will give me an opportunity to tell y'all. But so this gift has always been in me. It just needs to be activated. I was not taught that this was a gift. We have to know so we could teach our children. I was on social media. And a lot of parents are teaching their kids how to operate in the wrong spirit. They are teaching their children how to talk to the dead, which is a familiar spirit. I told y'all, this G.O.D. radio station, we're going to speak the truth. I can't speak for everybody else, but I know God want me to speak the truth so you can be set free. For many that have been knowing me for years can tell you, LaShawn the same 3 years ago, 2 years ago, she's still the same today. She's just speaking the truth for his kingdom. He's using her for his kingdom to speak the truth. I'm seeing parents introducing their children to demonic activity, telling they seeing their dead loved ones, they seeing their dead brother, having them to talk to them. That's why it's so important for us to get in the word. That's why he said, daughter, I'm going to flip this and we got to take it back. Well, I'm going to take some of the people, I'm going to raise up a forerunner, and this is the season of the watchman. Y'all better write it down. This is the season of the watchman. The watchman is about to prophesy. The watchman is about to tell things from the end time. They about to sound their alarm, just like Ezekiel was sounding the alarm for the Israel. We are going to sound the alarm to the Israel, to the White House, to the school board. It's going to be all across the board, because for those that was on her, you remember I gave a word, God said, get ready to flip things. He's going to flip things from the White House all the way down. The police department, the school board, the hospital, I'm telling you, he's about to flip it. Oh, y'all better listen. He got to flip it because he got to balance this thing out. The unknown's about to get with the knowns. Some of you are about to be with billionaires. Oh, y'all better catch it. Y'all better catch it. And he gave me a word beginning of this week. He's about to transition. Some of us is walking in a season of transition. You wonder why doors are closed. You wonder why things is going on, because you are in a season of transition. Okay. So there's a transformation and there's a transition going on. Some of y'all about to relocate. Some of y'all got to relocate. This ship is going to cause many to relocate. So if he's been dealing with you to move out your city, I pray that you will walk in obedience and move, because it's about to be a transition. And this transition going to put you right where you need to be so he can use you for his glory. You need to have your ear attended to God in this season, not what man telling you. He's going to tell you himself, and then he's going to come back and give confirmation. So he let us know that he's going to pour out his spirit on our flesh. And there are going to be some that are going to see they're going to have prophetic dreams. Your children are going to have prophetic dreams. Your husband are going to have prophetic dreams. You're going to have prophetic dreams, prophetic vision. Some of you are going to have to prophesy to the churches. My God, some of you going to have to face the wall and begin to prophesy. I'm telling y'all, my God, I feel the Holy Spirit and Holy Spirit speak tonight. Some of you going to have to turn, there was a season that I was telling on the prayer line, turn your face to the wall. Then he gave me Hezekiah. You going to have to change your position. You going to have to change your prayer your posture, and you're going to have to turn your face to the wall. Your wall may be to the east, your wall may be to the west, but you're going to have to shift and turn your face to the wall and begin to pray. It was 2 weeks ago when I was on the prayer line. Every Saturday we do prayer, and when I get off the radio, I just need a couple more hours to get up and do prayer in the morning, and there was nobody on the prayer line. But you know what? He says, turn your face to the wall. I went to the corner of my house and I began to face the wall and I began
to pray with my faith, my God. Somebody better catch it tonight. You better catch it. And I began to pray with my face turned to the wall. And I prayed for an hour with my face to the wall. You better know who you labor amongst. You better get with somebody that knows how to turn their face down on the floor. You better get with somebody that knows how to turn their face to the east and the west and know how to pray. Oh, somebody, y'all think it's a joke. My face stood at the wall in my corner when nobody was on the prayer line. See, yes, it's hurt when you don't have people coming to your conference. Yeah, it hurts sometimes when you know when God show you, keep saying my word, daughter. A lot of people ain't going to receive you. They're going to reject you because they rejected me, but keep going. Don't be in your feelings. A lot of people ain't going to, like he tell us in the book of John, they are spiritual dead. They is a spiritual dead. They don't hear. If they didn't hear Jesus, they ain't going to hear you. Come on. Come on. If Jesus came here as the word, if God came here as the word, and he came flesh, and that it was prophecies before he came. They prophesied about the Messiah, Christ, before he even came, and they knew him not. He was amongst them, and they knew him not. Oh, when you begin to read the word, you will understand why so many is rejecting you if they rejected Christ. Tell you in Ezekiel, look at Ezekiel 11:24, and the spirit lift me up and brought me in a vision. A lot of times God speaks to you in visions and dreams, and by the spirit of God he was able to see. And see what I get this thing. You have the most trouble with the people that's in the body of Christ coming against you. Because if they're not a dreamer or they don't have the vision, they'll sit there and come, I don't know about that. They don't understand because they've never been in that type of realm and that God ain't never showed them things like that. You better be careful. So as I began to get in this prophetic dream that he showed me, and like I said, I'm going to say it again, I don't know when this gonna take place. I know some dreams he give me, it take place the next day, it take place 3 days, it take place next week. And I was praying about the shooting in New York, and those that's on here can tell you why I was praying. I wish one of them was on mute their phone while I was praying. The Holy Spirit said there's gonna be a shooting, and this shooting gonna happen very soon, and this shooting gonna happen today within a couple hours. You think that was the Buffalo shooting at the grocery store? He was on the prayer line when he showed me. He showed me the shooting at a gay event. He showed me these people getting hurt, and they was laying like in a lake. They was laying in a lake, and I seen them laying in a lake, blood coming from their head and everything. And it was law officer going in the lake to get them. Did you not know that just happened last week? I think it was in Michigan. It was a lot of group of kids, a teenager or young adult, and was out there swimming, and somebody began to stab them. Just like I seen in the vision, these people was hurt, but their body was laying in the lake. Come on, y'all. When we give these dreams, it's time for us to pray. Even when we give something about our governments and stuff, it's time to pray. I'm going to tell y'all the dream. I'm going to say it again. I don't know when this event is going to happen. I'm still seeking God on some of it. Some of it he gave me the interpretation. Some things God allowed me to interpretate my own dream. He would show me words in the Bible. I always say, Lord, is this for you, from you? Give me more. If I can't understand, give me more, give me more. It might take time, but he's going to come back and give you more. Is this an end time dream? Is this a dream that you go, this something that's lining up with your word? Because let me tell y'all something. You in the book of John? John, that had, I'm talking about John in the Revelation now. I went back and read Revelation and Ezekiel this week because I want to see something. Well, when John went up and when the angel was speaking to him, he told him to take the book. My God, take it. Told him, take it. He said, you take the book. You want my word? Take it. The book, what's the book? The word. That's what we in, the word. And John began to take it. He told him to eat it. My God, my God, my God. You want to eat the word. Sometimes the word going to go down so bitter, it ain't going to taste right because it got to clean stuff up on the inside. He told John to eat it. And then in the part in Revelation, he told John, this thing that I'm showing you, close the book. Don't even reveal it. Don't even write it down. So there are some parts of Revelation that John was not able to reveal. I remember when the Father showed me that the Leviticus have books, maps, and all these things in a vault up under the ground. Don't worry about what they have because I'm going to open the eyes of those that's really thirsty and hungry. I am, just like the Father said, I am the book. And those that's hungry and thirsty, I'm about to give them deep revelation that people ain't going to understand. If they didn't understand Jesus, look what the Pharisees were saying to Jesus. What kind of speaking he's doing? What is this? We ain't never heard of it. We ain't never heard of the wind by obeying what he say. Even the wind and the sea. They obey what he said. He said, peace be still, and they obey. They ain't never seen nothing like that. And so that's what we see and what we hear when they say your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard. You ain't seen nothing yet. So let me get in the dream. There's different parts of the dream. You got to pay attention. Got to pay attention. The first part, I knew I was in doubt because the place was very familiar. It was a place I used to live. It was a prophet, they call themselves a prophet, was here from out of town. They was from out of town. And it was a person that followed her. She went at the conference. And me and her was having a conversation. I said, well, I'm not going to go to the conference. I'm not going to the conference. Why you ain't at the conference? She was like, I ain't going, you know, she's not going either. But I said, since she's in Dallas, I do want to go and, you know, give her respect, welcome her to Dallas, speak. You know, I still want, you know, want to go and speak to her. This was a church event. Don't know the name of the church, where the church was. I just know. This place it took place was in like West Dallas. So whenever after she got through ministry and I went up to her, tried to go up to her, but she started running. She took off. She didn't want to see me. She didn't want. It's like she was avoiding me. And the more I tried to catch up with her, she kept running. I already know what that part is about. And then she went to the back of the church, and as I went to the back of the church, it's a whole group of people. Whole group of people sitting at the back of church. They were gathering, you know, gathering. You know how people gather after an event. It was the back of the church. I don't know if they had some food or whatever, but it was a gathering. And I seen this old co-worker, and she looked at me and laughed, and she said, when I found out you was a prophet, I laughed. And then you know me, I laughed too. And I'm still trying to find this person. She didn't disappear. And then, so I turned around and I began to prophesy to the girl that said, I laughed when I found out you was a prophet. But when I prophesied to her, there were some things that the Holy Spirit had revealed to me that she was shocked
that I knew it, and she was kind of embarrassed because she said that in front of everybody. But so when I turned and began to prophesy to her, you know, people were still standing around, and I went on by my business. I began to go down the stairs. There was three elder women. These women was like in their 70s. They weren't 50, 40. They was older people, elders. And that's what I heard, elders. And they was lining up in the church. And as the people was coming down the stair, they was praying for them. Got to pay attention to the three elder people. They was praying for them. So I'm coming down the stair. I did not expect them to be right there. But they began, the first one began to prophesy to me and pray to me, was telling me things. And she told me to go to the next one. And so I'm still trying to look for the one. I'm still trying to look for her. But as I began to go outside, she was already in her car going. She left. But as I walked out the side, blood red. The moon, I'm going to say it, the moon was a bloody red. I didn't watch the eclipse. I watched the eclipse. I watched so many eclipses. It was not like that type of color. It wasn't no bright orange, light orange, no light red. This was like, it was literally blood, y'all. It was blood. It was red. I never seen anything like this. Never. It was blood red. And the sky, now, it's nighttime. It's nighttime. I was red. Then I seen in the sky, because I'm looking up at it. It was bright, but it was looking like it was fading away. It looked like it was fading away. It didn't look like the sun, and I knew it was the moon because it was too. It was too. The moon was right, you know, to the right of me. Then I heard warn the people. They have 7 days to prepare before this event happened. They have 7 days to prepare before this event happened. And as I heard it, I was seeing like family members, you know, people, you know, it's like they flagged right in front of me. I was seeing them, just when they say warn the people, before this event happened, they have 7 days to prepare. I heard before this event happened, they have 7 days to prepare. And so I went and looked like I went and took a video picture that people, and it was some family member, they was going to get food, they was going to get stuff for the house, you know, trying to prepare. But it wasn't, in my spirit was feeling, you know, I felt like, and it seemed like I heard that's the wrong preparation. That's not what he was talking about. I'm talking about going out there and get your food and all that, get the gas and all that. That's what I was hearing. That's not the preparation he was talking about. And then I happened to look back to the left, and I seen this big bright. It was so bright. It was bright. It lit up the whole street. It was a tree. The tree, I mean, it was so bright, a big bright. It was coming. It's like a cloud opened up, and it was coming through. It was coming through the cloud, and I started walking towards, and I was like, "Let me see." It was something. I kept saying, "Let me see, Lord. Let me see. Let me see your glory. Let me see. Let me see. I want to see more. I want to see more." And it was just, it was bright, bright, bright. But I was looking up at it and telling, asking him, "Let me see. Let me see. I want to see more. Show me. I want to see more. I want to see more." And I was looking up, and I was waiting to see something, but I came out the dream. And I say, "Lord, speak to me more. How do you want me to get this out?" I believe that's a warning, because he will send warning. A red moon was a warning. It was a warning. And that was definitely a warning. It's all through the Bible where the moon is going to turn into blood. And I believe, and I sure this because, you know, a lot of people, I remember when I went to this prayer, you know, go to, you know, my church prayer thing. And I remember before I went, I seen a vision of angels standing, like they were standing in the cloud, like, you know, like they was on the earth. And these angels was had their bow and arrow. And but the bow and arrow, they had it drawn back, but they haven't shot the arrow yet. And I said, Lord, what is that? I was to say, what is that? And so I shared the dream with the prayer group. And I had got different answers, but it don't sit right. I'm telling you, some things, people be trying to interpretate dream. It's not going to feel right. It's not, you know. I'm not saying that they don't know how to interpretation, you know, do interpretation, but it just didn't feel right. I kept hearing that's not what it is. I didn't get the revelation until I went to California, and one of my cousins had her mama Bible sitting on the table, and you know, one of them old Bible with the picture with the white Jesus on it. And somehow I was flipping through it because I'm like, man, this is an old Bible. She took me right to the Bible. And see, when God give you something, he's going to have it, or he's going to take you to the Word. And that's when the king told, I think it's in 1 Kings or 2 Kings, it was the era of deliverance. It was the era of deliverance. That's what it was. The angel was getting ready to shoot the arrows of deliverance on his people. And when I opened it up and seen it, I heard in my spirit, that's what you seen. That is what you seen. It was the arrows of deliverance. And I think that's in 2 Kings. Let me see if I can pull it up. But he told the king to open the window. And he told him to shoot the arrows. I think he told him to shoot it to the east. But it was the arrow of deliverance. That's what it was. So that's why it's so important for us to be in his word, because when he give you a dream, he's gonna back it up with his word. And so that's the reason why I was reading in Revelation and Ezekiel. Because he showed Ezekiel a lot of things, and you know, all through the Bible, he's prophesied, and a lot of your prophecies going. If you have dreams and vision, he's going to back it up with his word. He's going to back it up with his word. He's going to show some things. He's going to show us that's not in the word, because he already told us, even when in the book of John, there were so many miracles that Jesus did that it's not even written in the book. Come on, come on. And so I'm just here to release the word. And I was like, I don't know. That was Monday. It was Monday when this dream happened. But then he also said, pray for the month of October and November. October going to be a very, 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 very destruction and wicked month. And so is November. Like I said, I'm here to release the word. And y'all can take it and pray or nothing, whatever. So I began to look up some stuff. Well, guess what, y'all? There's supposed to be an eclipse, they saying, a blood moon in November this year. Come on. See, y'all already told me, tell the people, start praying in October and November. There's going to be some destruction coming in October and November. So when I began to look up some things, I seen that one of the eclipses, the blood moon, going to be in November. We need to pray right now. We need to pray. We need to pray right now. I'm telling you, I see some wicked things coming in October and November. We need to pray now. We need to pray now. And when I begin to see that they're going to be they call it the blood moon. Like I said, the blood moon that I seen is not the one I seen in my dream, but it's going to be one in November. We need to pray. We need to pray. If you're part of no prayer group, get connected to a prayer group. We are going to do a shedding prayer with the wall of prayer. I have done that before last year, and I did it with me and the Holy Spirit. I prayed for almost 5 hours straight. Almost 5 hours straight until the Holy Spirit got ready to lift up off of me. And I remember getting off the phone. I remember calling Mother Ruth. The Holy Spirit was so strong up on me that I couldn't even take it no more. And I remember calling Mother Ruth, asking her to pray for me. Because when I got off the phone, I just hit the floor. And I remember calling her, say, pray. I want Kenny uplifted. I don't know what I said. I knew I'm praying and get it uplifted because it's so strong. The weight of his glory, his presence is so strong that you can't stand up. And she told me, well, he ain't going to lift it, so you just going to have to deal with it. And I just laid there. So I'm led to do it again. Whenever he get ready to lift it, if it be all night, because we need to pray now. I see some destruction coming to the school. To the school. We've been telling people to pray before school even come in. Before school starts. To start praying over these children before school starts. They need to go back to house praying. It need to go back to shed in prayer. Y'all listen, get with groups that you can do shed in prayers. I don't care. God gonna make a way. You need to get on your face. We all need to get on our face to pray for what's to come. I was getting phone calls of people being laid off. I'm just gonna say this. I'm not the one that I told you so well. You know, we sound the alarm last year. Don't be fooled. What you see in the news, don't be fooled. This thing is going to take a turn. I can remember even warning. I just wish that people can testify. Remember, God brought this to my remembrance this week. You have to be very bold when God gives you something, especially when you're working for a corporation. I remember God showing me what was going to happen to the company that I was working for. And I remember looking at a map because, you know, I used to work with property taxes, looking at a map. Didn't know at the time. That it was going to be this pandemic. Didn't know now. I kept hearing a storm coming. I seen it in the vision so clear. So go to work, tell your supervisor that you need to talk to Barry Sanders. You need to get the message to him. That's the big man. I was like, Lord, I look like a fool going to tell that man this. Look at me crazy, but I kept hearing. He need to get hold to it. I heard it. So I took it to my supervisor. I said, well, I took the map of the United States. Didn't know. I was prophesying. I said, there's a storm coming that's going to shut down companies. I can't remember exactly all I said, y'all. But if storm coming, going to shut down the company. Y'all need to get computers, get everybody a laptop. Because if y'all don't do this, CoreLogic is not going to be here. CoreLogic is going to fall. A lot of companies fall. And I will point at states on the map. Now, California, New York, I will point to the state. And I was writing it down. This state this, and this state that, and this state this, and this going to happen. I started writing it down on the map. And I said, Barry Sanders need to get hold of this because y'all need to prepare. That was like in January, February, something like that. I think it was January. Can't remember everything I told her. So I said, because a storm coming. Now, my thing thinking a storm is a winter storm. I say it's going to shit. It's a lot of companies going to be affected by this. And CoreLogic is going to be one of them. Okay? Oh, you know, I stepped out. I ain't go to the head man, even though I was hearing he need to know about this. I went to my supervisor. She took it to her boss. And so I was sitting there, going March coming around. And I was sitting there, I said, man, Lord, they really going to think something was wrong with me because here go March. It's going to be springtime. Ain't no storm coming. I said, these people really think something was going to be wrong with me because here go March. I heard so loud and clear, oh, you just wait. It's coming. It's coming. I heard, oh, just wait. It's coming soon. I say the end of that month, here go coronavirus. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, that's the storm. We came to work one day. They didn't give us no warning. They said, we got to go. Get your stuff and go. Get your stuff and go. They didn't tell us nothing. Pack up and go. Unpack your computer. We got to get up out of here. People was moving quick and fast, quick and fast. And I heard that's the storm. This is the pandemic, the beginning of the pandemic. And we packing up out of there, and I knew when I was packing my desk, I knew the Holy Spirit already told me. He already let me know when this manager, because she had cancer, I would pray for her. I would pray for that woman. I would walk behind that woman, blow on her, you know, prophesy, decree and declare. She didn't even know this. Praying hard. And I heard, when she go, your time going to be up at this company. When she go, your time going to be up. You on assignment. He showed me and my son. When I picked up my desk, when they were rushing everybody out of there, we got to go now. As I packed up my desk, I heard, get everything out your desk. Every personal stuff out your desk. Get everything out your desk. You not see this company. And as I began to pack up and take my stuff to the car, my supervisor was coming down with me, my supervisor and co-worker. And when I gave her a hug, the Holy Spirit spoke again. You would not see them. You're not coming back to this company. While we was at home working, they called and said, well, they were doing layoffs. When we give a word, it's not to put fear in you, because like I said, it tells us the righteous is in his hand. The righteousness he's going to take care of. He's not going to let the righteous go hungry. But you got to seek God first. You got to seek the kingdom of God. And he tells us, do not fear man. If we fear God, it's going to be to protect us. And then I remember telling people, God about to pull a lot of people from this job to do full-time work for the kingdom. It's going to be a transition. The stuff that we used to have to do, your kids had to go to school and pay $750,000 just to get a degree. And when they go and finish the degree, they're in $100, $200, $75,000 in debt. And they can't even get the job in the field that they went to school with. Y'all, this thing that they call God was open doors for wealth. He was saying, tell my people to pull out now. Pull out now. When I seen that angel, one leg on the land and one leg in the ocean, on the sea, and he was in New York, he was knocking down these big companies. And he said these companies figure out to unfold. Tell the people to pull out now. Pull out the 401k. Boy, people laugh at me. They go, you telling people about that lifetime, okay? All right. He was telling me to tell the people at CoreLogic to pull out. CoreLogic's not going to be around no more. 401k ain't going to be around no more. And some people ain't going to even get it. Well, what, that was about 2 years ago? Some companies and banks been laying out the whole, came to work, people came to work, and this company, well-known company, laid out, I think it was a couple weeks or later, whatever it was, laid out the whole company. They laid out the whole company, and they filed bankruptcy, and these people didn't even get their 401k. That's why it's so important. I don't care if I got blue eyes, green eyes, whatever, purple eyes. I don't care if I got purple hair, green hair. I don't care if a child come and give you a word. You better go see God and say, was this for you? He's going to tell you, yeah, it was for me. And you need to get on your knees and pray, because that's a warning.
y'all ain't read about the prophecy and the prophets in the Bible? Oh, come on, y'all. Did they not give warning? Half of the warning didn't feel good. We have somebody got to tell the warning. Somebody got to say it. See, they say, Isaiah, who can we send to speak for us? Who can we send? Who can we send? Elijah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Enoch, Moses, Zechariah, seen things. God said there are horses. He even showed me there are horses in the earth, war horses. Then he took me to the Bible of Zechariah. They had to see things that they didn't want to see. If the angel that said, I am the one that sent in front of God day and night to Daniel, if that angel came to Daniel, Gabriel, the angel Gabriel is still coming to people. Oh, they don't believe it. They don't believe in Holy Spirit. We said, I'm telling you, your children are about to see some angels. Some of you is about to see some angels. Oh, y'all better write this down. Y'all better write it down. Because he already told me and told other prophecy. Some people got to see hell. Some people got to know demons are real. Some people got to know angels are real. And some people got to see a list of heaven so they can go tell the people to draw nigh the people unto him. Some people got to see certain things. The watchmen. I'm telling you, he's raising up some watchmen. You're going to see some things. You're going to see some people. That's why you got to pray for the leaders, because they go through so much. And the number one thing they go through, and I know this, is rejection. Oh, that's why you got to cover them. That's why you got to pray for them, because they deal with a lot of rejection. And a lot of leaders deal with depression. Oh, who am I talking to? I'm going to speak the truth. You got to pray for them. You got to keep covered. Quit trying to pull on them because you want a word. Prophecy is the word. Prophecy is the word. And some prophets is the watchman. They not there to prophesy to you. They got to give the warning. They there to be on the tower. They there to sound the alarm. And they ain't going to be your personal prophet. Come on. Only thing I could do is say what I seen. I didn't see things. I didn't see some things. Told y'all when I was little, them demons used to attack me. I knew by demons at a very young age. They used to attack me all in my bed. They were trying to take me out at a young age. Come on. I would see things when I was little. I would see demons because they would attack me like snakes in my bed. It was things grabbing on me. I would wake up screaming and howling, jumping on top of the dresser. My mom would be like, get that girl off the dresser. Did not even want to sleep in my bed because they were attacking me. I would literally sleep on the floor, y'all, and I would look at the floor, and the black demon would come up out the floor and run across the room. That's why you got to pay attention to these little children. Ask them. Let me slow down. Let me tell y'all something. I have always been a quiet person, but I was a very reserving person. Didn't even know I was walking in the spirit of discernment. I can be in a group of people, family and friends. Hey, yapping at a party, at a dinner, at a family function. I'll be sitting up there in the corner. You know what? My eyes used to go to kids all the time. Kids. I can tell when a child been molested. Come on. I can tell when a child been abused. I will look at a child and I will look at the men. Come on, y'all. I'm going to help y'all out tonight. I'm going to help you out. I told y'all this G.O.D. radio station. I used to look at children, and I would pay attention to children. When children sitting up there talking like somebody right there. Yeah, somebody right there. They talking to the mirror they were talking to. How do I know that? Because I used to, come on, I'm going to help you out. I'm helping you out. And I would look at them. At the time, I didn't know. I'm telling you. Because nobody taught me about the spirit of discernment. But God had to bring that that my memory. See, that's why you were paying attention to the children. That's how you were watching. Everybody wants you to watch their children. I will pay attention to grown men with the little girl will sit on a grown man lap, and I will pay attention how they were sitting on his lap. Oh, y'all, do y'all want the truth tonight? Do y'all want me to lie? I would sit there and look at the grown man of what he was doing to a child. Oh, you think I didn't see that perversion lust demon? I would see it in their eyes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I always would pay attention when children was around. Children be around. I pay attention to men, they be around. Special when they high and on drugs and alcohol. That's when the demons really manifest up in them. That's when the perversion really manifests up in there. I'm going to help one, and I'm going to help some parents out tonight. Oh, I told y'all, this G.O.D. radio. I can see it in them. I've been around them where the demon will be sitting up in there. Demon of perversion, demon of rape, demon of molestation. I could see it and I can smell it. Come on. I remember when I was little, I grew up in, you know, I grew from West Dallas Project, but I grew up in Opelousas, Louisiana. Couldn't even go outside. Ten of y'all would see these things in grown men. Them grown men used to look, see the enemy try to steal your identity as a little child. That's where the molestation come in at. Be outside, when they drinking, that's when they really manifest up in them. And I would see them little demons looking at me. They want it. Whatever, yeah, they were trying to get you. And one of them little demons, at night, 11, 12 o'clock at night, coming knocking on our door, back door. Grown man trying to get after me. Y'all better hear. Why you think I be saying to the Lord, watch your children? I ain't saying this for nothing. See, y'all like, God, what radio station did I call in? You called in the truth radio station, because he said my people going to be set free. You when you come know the truth, you become free. Why you think I be trying to tell hell of y'all? Y'all need to watch our kids. Protect your home. Don't let even your own family come in your home. My cousin came over there, still in Louisiana, and we were playing. Didn't know that I'm prophesied. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, I didn't know. Didn't know. Thought it was just a coincidence or something, because I wasn't taught. And I began to look at her. Told y'all, I know when that spirit. I said, your brother messing with you? And she looked at me. I said, your brother messing with you? My cousin. Your brother messing? Y'all, I'm in elementary. I said, your brother messing with you? She started crying and she said, yeah. Then here go my little elementary, little bit in elementary. I think I was in the second grade. Probably second grade. Know how I know? Because it happened to me. So I was molested. And I said, no, we finna go tell our ain't it. We finna go tell it. Here go me being bold. Didn't know I had a boldness in me as a little child. And I go over there with my little bad self, with my little cousin, because it happened to me. And she just crying. She's scared. I say, tell her. She didn't want to tell her. I say, so-and-so messing with her. He's messing with her. I haven't said, boy, they were mad at me. Yeah, I can go on and on. I can go on and on. I'm going to tell the truth, because he say, testify. Tell your testimony, because it's for somebody else. You should be more on alert with your children. You tell me, say this, and then I'm going to take caller. One night, we was in a project. We had a double house project. Anybody been in project should know about double home project, upstairs and downstairs. My mom allowed her brother to come stay with us. He was on drugs and, you know, alcohol. Told you them demons manifest through that. His room
like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bedroom, 1 downstairs, 4 upstairs. I had my own room because I was the oldest girl. The boys share a room, and then my other sister them share rooms, and then my mama, and then his room was downstairs. Y'all, I was asleep. And it was like I don't know if I was in a vision, whatever it was. Some say, get up. It must have been an angel. Like I said, I didn't know what it was. It say, get up. But I was kind of dreaming the dough. But then I heard the voice was like, get up. And I got up. But the voice was speaking to me. Your uncle Figueroa to come in this house. He Figueroa to come in the house. When he come in the house, he going to come upstairs and he's going to touch you. That's what that voice told me. I was in the 7th or 8th grade at that time. It woke me up. I believe it's an angel. Woke me up and said, he Figueroa to come in this house. When he come in this house, he coming right into your room. Now, I was like, how did my mama not hear him come upstairs? How did my brother didn't hear me, hear him come up the stairs? But the Holy Spirit woke me up. I woke up, you know, pretending like I was asleep. He came right up the stairs and came in my room. I don't know what he was doing over my bed line. I was like, this is what I was saying in my mind. This dirty, I don't know if I cussed or whatever, but I know I said this dirty something. And he touched me on my breast. I don't know what had happened. The angel must have did something. But I'm like, I know this ain't fit to happen to me again. And he stood over me for a long, long time, just standing, eyes were closed. I don't know what he was doing. He was standing over me for a long time. Then he went back down there. I turned my face to the window, and I said, Lord, God, I think I said, God, if you real, you show me your face right now. And I'm just looking at the sky, looking at the sky. I said, if you real, show me your face right now. I'm waiting on him to show me his face. I'm waiting and waiting, and I'm looking hard, too, because I want to see his face. Because if you real, why would you let a child continue to go like this? Why would you continue to let a child keep getting abused household? If you real, I need to see your face. And I'm looking up at the sky. I'm waiting on the light. I'm waiting on some shadow. I'm waiting on some stuff. Never did see his face. And I said, you ain't even real. And in this game, I don't think I packed up a bed, but I ran away from home. I was like, I ain't finna stay here. God ain't real. He ain't show me his face. I asked him for myself to show me his face. He didn't show up. Telling y'all, that's what I said. Oh, I went to a church. It was a Holy Roly church. My friend, sister, invited us to. She was going to this Holy Roly church. I went to the church. They said, y'all come down here and get prayer. And I just went down there, fell on my knees, and I began to speak in tongues. Didn't know what I was saying right today. I don't know what I was saying. It was just rolling out of me, and I was crying, and something lifted up off of me, real life. And them people, the people, the elder people, the women, they were shocked. They were like the Holy Spirit. They were all around me praying and stuff, and I just don't know what I was saying, but I just know whatever it was, it must have been a conversation between me and God, because when I got up off that thing, it's like I felt the light, and I just couldn't tell you what I said. I remember them going back telling my mom, your daughter caught the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came up on her. You should have seen him. So I just assumed that was God showing me he was real. But I just want to share that with y'all. I pray that there have been a blessing. I can go on and on about some things that I have seen and he showed me, you know, and I'm not the only one. You know, I just pray that God, you know, a lot of y'all are born with gifts. There's different, go read the Bible about the spiritual gifts. There's many gifts in the Bible. Many gifts. I'm not the only one. There's many gifts. They got interpreter, tongues, speaking in different tongues, prophesy.
They got all type of gifts, teaching, apostle, prophet. They got all type of gifts, all type of gifts. And I believe all gifts ain't even written in the Bible. There's gifts. People got gifts of having a good heart. Do you not know that's a gift? The gift of faith, the gift of miracles. Some of you got faith. That's a gift. When people see you walking in that faith, it will help them. Gift of miracle. The gift of heart. We got to teach our children how to use the heart because that's a gift. Some people have to have the gift of heart to do work for God's kingdom. So, Father God, I ask that you, you know, help your people out. And I just pray that the gift will come forth. Father God, take the scales off their eyes. Take it off their ears, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them thirst and hungry more for you. You know, let their true identity be revealed tonight. Tonight, open thy eyes to their heart. Open thy eyes to thy understanding that they will search you. Anytime they see something, Father God, that they will go to you. I know for myself, and I know many on here can testify. You show us things, and you bring us out of things to testify, to be a to tell our testimony, and I cover those that you are calling to tell a testimony, Father God, that they'll not be in a backlash in the name of Jesus. But Father God, even I pray over the children because you are using these children like never before. Father God, I ask that you touch the heart of the parents. I ask that you give them knowledge and understanding, Father God, that they will connect with you, that the household order, Father God, get the household back in order. Let them come back to their first love. Father God, let the dreams, I come against the dream snatcher and the dream catcher. Father God, even when they're in a state of conscience and they sleep, Father God, that they you will send the angels to war on their behalf, Father God, that they will remember their dreams, Father God. They will, and even they will come to you for the interpretation, because that's what Joseph said. You are the great interpretation. Father God, I ask when we pray, Father God, that you will give us understanding, give us that deep revelation in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to go ahead and take callers. You know, after I got through sharing that, I really don't, you know, feel like the Holy Spirit want me to be on here too long, because when you pouring out, you know, it begins to, you pouring out, you divert you. So let's be considerate tonight. You know, if you got a prayer request, let us pray and keep it moving. So I just thank y'all for tuning in. It was a blessing to share some of my testimony. And it's a reason why I had to share what I shared tonight. For tonight, and I hope you know, be obedient. Protect these young children. I'm telling you, protect these young children. God gives some people the eyesight to see things. And that was one little point when I would go to church, the children would come up to me. I'm talking about children would leave their parents' hand to get to me, and would just baby grabbing for me, and I would have their kids the whole serving, and then I would pray for them. While I have them in my hand, I would pray for them. I already know my family was going to be for a lot of children and women. I know that's part of my family. So we're going to go ahead and call your ministry too. Press 1. I will see you with your hands in the queue, and I'll be more happy to pray for you. So let's go.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Is there anything you want to share or something?
I just wanted to say what you were talking about was a lot of it was confirmation, and it was just amazing the things that you were saying about when you're young and you don't realize the things that God was showing you as a kid, you know,
mm-hmm.
that was mm-hmm. really the call on your life for now.
Right.
Because, and you just thinking that you're just seeing things, you know, and you know these things, but when we get older and get saved, then we realize, okay, God was showing me this when I was a kid, and I didn't even realize it.
Right. Exactly.
Just like you, I have a lot of testimonies, you know what I mean, of things that happened to me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe it, because when you were talking, I heard she's one of them that she have a lot of testimony. I believe it. Yeah.
Mhm. Praise God. But that was just amazing to me, because here lately I've just been thinking about things, you know, and
mm-hmm.
God has just always been there, even from a kid.
Right.
I just remember, you know, before I go to school, I was just totally dependent on God and didn't even realize it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell him, Lord, I can't even go to school today unless you go with me, you know, and protect me.
Wow.
Yeah. And as we get older, you know, we kind of get away from that, you know, and get caught up in the wrong things or whatever. But God is so merciful. He'll bring us back, you know, he'll woo us back to where we really are supposed to be. But I was just excited when I heard you talking about that. And I was like, okay, God, you've been kind of touching on this.
Yeah, he will bring back to your memories. He will bring it back to your remembrance, so you will know it was I that was with you. It was I that was showing you this. It was I that was protecting you.
Amen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is. I mean, you said some, he used you to say some stuff tonight. I mean, he always does, but
mm-hmm.
amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, he get the glory. I was telling you, I was reflecting on some things, and you know, I just tell him, you take over. Whatever you need me to say, just let it come out. Just let it come out. Because it's for someone. It's for someone. Some things we go through as children because the environment we are in. Decision of our parents. And so God is trying to get the house again. All people say they are using people, and don't, because when people speak, he let us know that we shouldn't get offended. His word is nothing, but his word is to help us, mold us. A lot of people don't want to hear nothing when it comes down to their children. We got to protect their ear gates, their eye gates. Do not know we've been saying they are open portals. These portals are open. Money activity. Some of y'all don't want to hear it, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. It
children.
Is.
Look at these movies they making. Yeah, I mean, we can't do no sound the alarm, because I tell you what, when we said, you can ignore and run all you want to, but God gonna bring somebody else around to say it again. And if you keep hearing it, it's a warning for you.
That's true. And what you were saying about the familiar spirit.
Go ahead.
What you were saying about the familiar spirit, and so many people, I heard so many people talking about they speak, talking to their dead loved ones. And I'm like, don't you know how dangerous that is?
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, but they don't think it's nothing. They think, oh, I spoke to my mom, and she told me to do this. And I'm like, honey, no, you didn't. You didn't talk to
mm-hmm.
your dead mom. You talked to a familiar spirit. And it's trying to draw you in.
Right.
So, yes.
Those
oh, my God.
Those doors is open to
witchcraft and all that. And, you know, the kids, and they come, the reason why they come to kids, because kids' spirit is very sensitive to the spirit realm. That's why you got to teach them at a younger age.
True.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm led to share this with y'all. And some of y'all be patient. I'm coming. I promise I'm coming. I'm sure it is because it just came up. When I got off, I tell you, I get up on third and I get on the prayer line. And I know Michelle sometimes get on the prayer line too. And so when I got off the prayer line this past Saturday, maybe an hour or so later, because I got on the phone with another woman of God, and I kept getting this phone call. And I said, let me call you back because this must be important. And it was this young man, this young guy. I'm telling you, I know my assignment. A lot of young children, young teenagers, they come up to me, you know, a lot of young children, young guys. That's because God already told me they was going to be part of my assignment. But how I met this young man, you know, I told y'all I would do lift. And this particular night, I was out late. I normally wouldn't be out late, but I was out late, picked him up. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And we stopped at this red light, and it was the longest red light. And I heard prophesy to him, and I'm like, huh? And I was like, you sure? Because I always say inside, you sure? You know, and I heard it again. And so I just started talking to him, and I started prophesying, and the Holy Spirit speaking. He asked me, he said, who are you? Who told you that? How did you know? You know, stuff like that. I told him, do you believe in Holy Spirit? Do you believe in God speak to his people, prophet? Do you believe in angels? He said, yes, I do. He said, man, he said, I know God just spoke to you because you didn't even, he said, you didn't even know that was going on with me as a child. You didn't know. He said, you know, I'm struggling. He said, I do drugs. I asked him what type of drugs he do. He said, meth. And I said, man, this is the longest life. He told me, now we at this life for a reason. And began to, you know, pray for him and stuff like that, and I dropped him out, and he wanted to stay in contact, so I told him, you know, look for me on Facebook, The Wall of Prayer. That young man, at the time he was 28, that young man, that night he remembered The Wall of Prayer, Son of Request, that fallen, I don't know if it was the following day or whatever it was, we had Bible study. He came in a Bible study. The Holy Spirit took over. He told his testimony. In the Bible study, he had people in tears and stuff. And God began to pray. We began to prophesy and told him his calling. You know, he's a seer. He was a prophet. And but he ended up calling me last Thursday. And he put the video on, and he said, I need help. I need help. Mother LaShawn, I need help. Help me. He just started screaming. You don't know what I see. This thing right here, I don't want to live no more. I want to die. I want to kill myself. He was screaming and hollering. And he said, you don't know what's in front of me and what's, you know, checking me. He was screaming. And he said, I'm getting tired of seeing this. And, oh, my God, it's just so, I never seen anything like that. He didn't told, he was at a gas station. And whatever he seen, whatever demon he was seeing, he was trying to run from it or whatever because he kind of tore up some of the store. But see, let me tell you how good God is. God sent a man in that store, and I can tell that man must have been in church because he started talking to him. Then I'm on the phone telling the demon to shut up and praying. I'm praying hard. I command you, leave him alone, going into spiritual warfare, praying hard. He's screaming and howling. So he sent a man in there who go to second force. On the man in there, the man say, look at me, they not going to mess with you, ain't nothing there, I'm not going to let them mess with you. And he would pray, he said, God got you. He was speaking about God, and he was, you know, speaking about the word. And you know, I'm still over here just war commanding the thing to loosen his mind, and you know, covering him with the blood of Jesus. And you know, and finally he was able to calm down. It left. But I assumed they called, like, you know, somebody else, because I heard another voice.
And the man was like, you know me now. You know I ain't going to hurt you. You know me. He said, but I need, because he had went and pinned himself into a closet, a utility room or something. And he said, I need you to come out of here. I need you to get your backpack and come out of here. He said, I need you to put down your phone. And you know I know you. You know you can trust me. So I guess it was like they were getting ready to take him to a home and stuff. But I was praying, Lord, don't let the police come and nothing happen and stuff like that. But and then that's when the phone, it just went off. So I haven't heard from him. I've just been praying for him and stuff like that. But just what I want to tell people, there are so, this guy is 29 years old, very young. These people see things. These people have been tormented. They never taught. They don't know how. There are people out there really can see. They can see demons. They can see angels. And if they not taught, and if they dealing with some type of lifetime trauma and they can't cope with it, they begin to turn to drugs, alcohol. That's why we got to start teaching kids at a younger age. These are gifts. Some people got to, that's what I'm trying to tell people, some people got to see them demons. They got to see them. Those are seers. And those people like that should be close to the pastors. They should be close to the prophet so they can see. They can see what we can't see. But a lot of them is being bothered about that and they can't handle it. We got to keep these people in our prayers. And so after I got through praying for that man, the young man, my body was so tired, I had to lay down. And when I went to sleep, I was in a deep sleep. You see, when you're going into spiritual warfare like that, it began to pull on you. I had to rest. Because this man, this demon was trying to take this boy out. He was talking about killing himself. He didn't want to live no more. See. Yeah, that's why y'all can't look at the person on the outside. That's what Jesus was telling them in the book of John. You looking at them, don't judge people on the outside. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff you don't know what people are doing behind the scene because they don't brag and boast. I done seen some things at night, y'all. I seen things falling from the sky. Because I don't discuss it all. Don't get it twisted. Come on. Well, Lord, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for what you're doing. Father God, I ask that let this be a season that she testify. Let this be a season that she tell her testimony. And that she will rise. She will rise. She will rise telling her testimony and be bold. Because her testimony going to help somebody else out. Let her tell her testimony of things because you bring things back to remembrance. And there's a reason why you bring it back to remembrance because for we can testify about your glory, how good you were, you know, how you kept us covered. So, Father God, I ask that you use her. And even I see her coming out her shell, you know, speaking and praying more. It's time for you to step up and pray more. And when you pray, God is going to even speak to you prophetic. So, Father God, I ask that she will come out boldness, with, you know, be bold to pray more, that she will pray more and trust you, that she will know without a shadow of a doubt that it's you speaking, that you're going to use her in the delivering ministry to set the captains free, that she should not be ashamed, she should not, you know, guilt, shame, condemnation will not be a portion. But God, she will be bold to do the work for your kingdom, that she will see things, you know, and I sense that there are some things that you really see, that the Father really show you, but you ain't told everybody about it. But God, you showing her that so she can pray, and intercede, see even for the innocent one that don't know how to pray and intercede for themselves. So, Father God, I just call her to come forth and that she will look back. She won't look to the left or right, but she will keep her eyes up on you and that she will dive into her word, dive in and eat the word. And, Father God, the more she eats the word, the more you're going to give her revelation. So, Father God, I thank you. And I thank you for covering her and her children and grandchildren. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I receive that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, woman of God. Praise God. I know you have other callers, but praise God. And you be blessed, and I've been praying for you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. A blessed night.
You too.
And a blessed weekend.
All right. You too. God bless you.
God bless you.
We'll come back to there.
Well, Father God, I thank you for Jalen, Father God. I thank you for touching her eyes so she can see you and see you clearly. Father God, I just ask that the scale come off her eyes, Father God, that she know without a shadow of a doubt that you are speaking, that she will see your glory even when she talks to you and when she pray to you, Father God, that she will not be fearfully, Father God, fear you, what you showing her, even when it got concerning her life, concerning friends, Father God, that she will know you are showing her things to protect her. And Father God, I thank you for protecting her. Father God, I pray over her finance, Father God. Father God, I ask that you bless her finance, Father God. Father God, I just pray that she will continue to seek you, seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness. And Father God, I thank you for ordering herself. Keep her on the right path. Even though she might, you know, stumble, Father God, but keep her on the right path. And Father God, I thank you. And I just ask that you, the faith, that you would just say that she will walk in the faith, that she will believe, that she will believe. And the word tells us, if there anything that's impossible for God, it might be impossible for man, but it's possible for God. That she will believe that she will start decreeing and declaring words over herself and believe it. Father God, put the rod in her back that she will stand firm and she will walk firm. And she will walk in this season, believe that you love her that much that you will do things for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I see that.
Amen. Well, there's nothing else, Jamie. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good weekend.
You too. You have a blessed weekend. Thank you for calling to this call. This is the LaShawn. Okay, 754-240. We'll come back. 662-806. This is Sister LaShawn Mess. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
Yes, hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Hey, Cynthia. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in. Well, do you have a special question?
Yes, I've been wanting to find me an apartment, and I just need to, because I live in an RV right now, and
okay.
I want to get out of that, and I want to get an apartment, and so I'm kind of anxious for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father God, I thank you for being a provider in your daughter's life, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you will give her wisdom on what location you want her to be at in this next coming season. Father God, I ask that you give her peace. Give her peace, Father God, that she will know without a shadow of a doubt that this is where you want her to be at. Father God, wherever you want her to be at to do work for your kingdom. I don't know if you are you in ministry?
I have ministered, yes. I haven't been doing it lately, but I used to minister in prisons.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Father, we thank you for that, but we want to, Father, I just ask that you will move on to a place that she could continue to ministry, because it's still ministry within you. You could be ministering on the phone to somebody. Ministry don't always always mean that you're going to be in a building. Ministry is praying. Ministry is getting word of encouragement. Ministry goes all different directions. So, Father God, I ask that you just help her with that, where you need her to be at in this upcoming season. What work do you have her to do in this upcoming season for your kingdom? So, Father God, I ask that you give her wisdom on that, wisdom on her finance, wisdom on the place that she needs to move. Father God, because we know you close doors that no man can open, and you open those doors, too, that cannot be shut. So, Father God, I just ask that you direct her path, Father God. Give her a deep understanding, Father God. We come against any confusion, Father God, that there will be a season that she died of flesh, Father God, and that she trusts you, Father God. Give her peace, Father God. But we thank you for providing for her, because I see God had gave you favor, too. So if he gave you a favor before, he'll give it to you again. So just trust God and keep seeking him, and he's going to show you where you need to go, because you're going to have peace. Peace about it. You're going to have peace about it. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I used to be on my church's prayer team, only I moved to a different state, to Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking for a place where I could be on the prayer team at church again. And I recently found a church that does have a prayer team. And I was just kind of seeking the Lord whether I should, if that's him, if he wants me to be on that prayer team. But that's what I has been on my heart.
Well, he's going to give you that answer, too, because I feel like your ministry is not over. He's going to continue to use you in it. So he's giving you the answer. Just walk in obedience. He's not going to stir you wrong. Just ask him, Lord, where do you want me to be at? And use me. Wherever you want to use me, Father God, use me. And he's going to help you with that. So when you praying on the prayer team, when you were praying, that's ministry. You praying for people. You praying for the nation.
Yeah.
You praying for the congregation. That's ministry.
Yes.
That's part of ministry.
Amen.
So we thank God for that. Continue to pray for the leaders. Continue to pray.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Hey, Sister LaShawn, God bless you.
Hey, Karma, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Very I'm doing great. No complaint. I'm doing great. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed.
That's good. Do you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, you were on target about we need to be careful what happens to our children. I don't know if you were around at lunchtime when I was talking to a group of ladies at lunchtime and one gentleman, and that was the topic that we were talking about, protecting our children. Mm-hmm. And we were all, and I was like, yeah, we have to be like those lionesses, you know, when they want to come and mess with their cubs. And mm-hmm. you know, one of them said, yeah, nobody's going to be messing with my children. And, you know, they have different things that have gone in their lives and the things that they've suffered. But that's one thing that they wouldn't allow their children to mm-hmm. suffer. And they were very watchful. They wouldn't allow anyone to come and hurt them. And so we have to be very vigilant. And I do agree that we have to be careful now and we have to pray. We do. Mm-hmm. We're going to see, I've been saying this from the beginning of the year. We have, there's something coming on the horizon. We don't have to fear. We just have to be prepared in Jesus' name. And not the way that preparing means, you know, yeah, physically you can physically prepare, but it's spiritually prepared because
that's right.
You can do all the physical preparing. But if you're not preparing spiritually, it can mm-hmm. devastate you. So
that's
we
right.
didn't know that COVID was going to happen, and many mm-hmm. suffered anxiety and all this stuff.
That's right.
So when you pray, God shields you from a lot of that stuff. And, you know, our trust is in the Lord, not in things, not in money, not in people, but it's in the Lord. He's the one that gets us through. And
wow.
you are on target in a lot of things. And prayer. And that is true. And mothers are realizing this, especially with these weird behaviors from people, even on the way that they drive in the highways. And
uh-huh.
it's just angry people. People are angry. It's done something to their beings, you know. People are at edge, not trusting anybody. Although, yeah, you don't trust anybody, but it's like more, it's just strange. Oh, and I wanted to confirm. I sent the other day watching a video of this lady soldier, and I got the feeling that it was in Florida for some reason. She's
uh-huh.
in a restaurant. She's a lady soldier. She's in a restaurant, and she's commanding demon to come out of a person out on the street, and they had just come
mm-hmm.
into the restaurant, and she's saying in Spanish, loose him in the name of Jesus. I said in
wow.
the name of Jesus of Nazareth, you loose him. And he falls to
wow.
the floor and starts wiggling like a snake. And this is on YouTube on video. And she's taking her authority. I believe God is saying to the church, rise up, army. Rise up, army.
That's right.
Start casting some demons out of some people in strange, in the least likely of places, you know, because people
That's
need
right.
that. They're bound. All these games
mm-hmm.
are causing them to be bound. All these movies are causing them to be bound.
Mm-hmm.
All this music is being released. I heard a quick video of, I won't mention her name, but she was saying how she was feeling bad because she had released a song and she knew that it was going to make people receive demons and she didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote it on a social media post and then the post disappeared after that. And so they know what they're doing.
Yes, they know what they're doing. Yes, they do.
And there was another video. Yeah, there's another video of a man talking about science, that
mm-hmm.
the world is spinning faster and the days are getting
yes,
shorter.
I've seen it.
Scientists, yeah,
mm-hmm.
scientists are recording it that it's getting shorter. So if you say that, you know, it seems like the days are going by fast, they actually are.
They are.
And so the Word
yeah.
of God talks about that, you know, that God
yeah.
shortens the day
yeah.
because of what's coming. You know, people won't be able to withstand what's coming. So it's all lining up. It's all lining up.
Yeah.
But we are not, for God is with us. And we know the
That's
end
right.
of the book. We know who wins.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep, you're right. We're at the end of the book. He's showing some people some end time revelation, end time prophecy. He sure is. We're at the end of the book.
I mean, it's the end, but not the end.
That's right. That's right. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Oh, my God. I tell you, God give confirmation. He give confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Karma, if you don't mind, can you pray for me?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory, for you are God. You're the almighty God. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, Father God, for your goodness towards each one of us, Father God, here on PGN. Yes. I pray for my sister that she wants a prayer, Father God. You know all her needs. You know her financial, her family needs, her everything that affects her, Father God. We just pray right now that you touch, Father God, and
yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus over every member of her family. We pray for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for finances. We pray for strength. We pray for spiritual strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and anything that tries to attach to her, Lord, we ask you right now in Jesus' name to break it off of her right now.
In
the name of Jesus. And, Lord, anyone else on the line, we pray that that be broken off of their lives. Everyone on PGN, Father God, that you protect the ministers, that you invigorate, you energize, Father God, the ministers on PGN, Father God. We break the spirits of depression. We break the spirits of bondage. We break the spirits of lack. We break the spirit of financial difficulties in Jesus' name off of each and every one of us. I include myself, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, because you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Lord. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be proven to be in the wrong. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us in all areas of our lives. We pray for protection in apartments, in homes, in the cars, Lord, even the vehicles, the finances, the possessions, Father, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Lord, we pray that each and every one of the family members be protected. But we also pray, Father God, for a cord of love. A threefold cord cannot be broken. And we pray, Father God, that you bind the families together with cords that cannot be broken, with love, Lord, with your love, Father God. Because the enemy wants to divide the family. So because if in division, they break apart. But in unity, the enemy has no way, Father God, and he has no foot. We thank you, Father God, for protecting the family. We pray, Father God, for marriages. We pray, Father God, for those that are married on PGN. Protect their marriages and those future marriages also, Father God. Every future relationship, we pray also that, Father God, that you protect, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, you know, I just thank you, Father God, that you supply, that you're supplying. And we thank you, Father God. I'm seeing a white car, and I pray, Father God, I don't know if it's something with a white car. I don't know who has a white car, but it has to do with money. I don't know what that is about. But I pray, Father God, you protect that car, You allow that person to use that car, Father God, for finances. Protect that car as they drive around in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord, I pray for LaShawn's apartment, Father God, that you send your angels round about that apartment, Father God, shielding her family, Father God, shielding her vehicle, shielding, Father God, anything, even the finances, her credit card, her debit card, everything, her identification. I pray, Father God, that also for each and every person that's on the line, Father God, that you protect their identification in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for the children, the grandchildren, the babies that can't defend themselves. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for each and every child, grandchild on PGN, Father God, those that have children, grandchildren, Father God, protect them, Father God, from the wicked one, from the wicked things, sexual attacks, mental attacks, attacks on the mind. And I thank you, Lord, because you're helping PGN to raise up people to know how to wear their crown, to have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus, and to not relinquish that crown to the enemy. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you're raising PGN to raise up more warriors, more prophets in Jesus' name. And I thank you in the name of Jesus for all of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I heard for you to pray, do a corporate prayer too. So There you go. The Holy Spirit knew, because that's what I was hearing. Have to pray for the people, too. So, Father God, I just thank you, and I just come in agreement. Father God, I just ask that you continue to use your daughter, Father God. Continue to use her for your mouthpiece, Father God. Father God, release the keys. Release the keys to the kingdom. Release the keys in her hand to bind and loose. Release the keys so she can lock up the city, Father God. Everything that needs to be locked up and everything needs to be unlocked. Give her the keys, my God, my God. Give her the keys, and Father God, let her prepare for the keys that you about to release to her in this season, Father God. I thank you for protecting her. I thank you for protecting her and her job, Father God. Continue. Some people don't know that we are being used on these jobs, Father God. I ask that you use her eyes to see the things that you want her to see. Let her see things through your eyesight. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, bless her hand, bless her finance, bless her family. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, LaShawn. God bless you. It's been a while. I haven't been able to get on.
God bless you.
Busy.
Mm-hmm. God bless amen. You. I tell you, God is good. We just got to hold on. And let us continue to pray over these, you know, companies, because it's a lot of layoffs going on, and that it's going to continue to be layoff. We don't want to say it, but hey, we got to pray against oppression. We got to pray and rebuke suicide. We got to pray for the strength of the husband, that they don't lose they integrity. They don't lose the peace, because these days are coming. But he's not gonna let the righteous. He's not gonna forsake the righteous. He's not gonna let the righteous go hungry, y'all. I'm telling you, don't fear. These days coming. No. Don't fear. Don't fear. Thank him, because like I said, he's doing some things, and God allowing some things to happen. He's allowing certain things to happen. A blessing is coming out. Blessings is coming out of this. A lot of blessings. A lot of people. The wealth. He is going to release the wealth. He's going to release it in the righteous hand. Amen. So, you know, hey, some things got to take transpire. It got to transform. But just walk in obedience. It's going to be just fine. He see what they doing. It's going to be just fine.
Amen.
You have anything else?
No, thank you. And our purpose is to lift him up.
Amen.
He will
draw
all men unto him.
That's it. That's it right there.
Amen.
If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. There you go. So lifting him
all
up.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. All right, good night. God bless you.
Have a blessed week. Have a blessed weekend.
Amen. You too.
You too. All right. Keep it moving. 903. Let's see. 903-720. This is for LaShawn.
Master's calling. This is Sylvia from Texas.
Matthew, who is this again?
Sylvia.
Miss Sylvia, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What?
Oh, you was on my mind today. You sure was.
I was. Yes, amen. Did you pray for me?
Yeah, I promise you, it was on my mind. I was going to call you and pray for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And look at this.
Amen.
You called. And look at you called, though. On the radio.
Yeah.
See
amen.
How things work out?
Amen. Amen.
Well, how you doing?
Where am I now? What am I doing?
I said, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing great. I'm in the city.
Okay. You in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
Look at that. I tell you the truth.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, I'm right close to you.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm probably close to you, huh?
Yeah, you downtown Dallas.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, let us pray for you, Miss Sylvia. Let us pray for you. Father
Amen.
God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I just thank you that, Father God, I thank that you have your hands upon your daughter, Father God. Oh, Father God, I see a hand touching your belly. I see a hand touching your belly. Oh, excuse me. I don't know what's going on in the belly, in your belly, what's going on in your stomach, but I see a hand touching your belly. Father God, I speak a healing in her belly, Father God. Father God, your word tells us that out our belly should flow rivers of living water. Father God, whatever, you know, is in there that's not of you, Father God, we command it, Father God, to be, you know, come out. We command every organ, her liver, her kidney, her spleen, her ovary, you know, everything, Father God, that it be strong like a youth, Father God. Do what you need to do on the inside, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit dwell on the inside of your daughter, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh, Father God, let your word be so strong unto her feet to lighten up her pathway. Father God, I thank you for healing her body, Father God. Father God, I thank you that her legs will not be handicapped. Her legs will not stiffen up on her, but her legs will continue to walk, Father God, that she will walk in her newness. She will walk in her healing. She will walk in prosperity, Father God, that she get some brand new shoes and continue to walk a brand new newness. Oh, Father God, give her a new spleen. Give her a new, let's see.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is that something wrong with your bladder?
I don't know. If it is, I haven't been diagnosed with it. No, but I haven't been.
Your stomach area. Are you eating right? And is your stomach okay?
Oh yeah, I eat real very healthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I eat healthy. That's all I do. I don't eat fried foods and you know all that.
What I'm saying is your food digesting right, and you not having no problem with your stomach, like acid reflux or something, you know.
I have had problems with my stomach. I have had some problems with my digestion. And stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you're right on that. Yeah.
So we just speak complete healing, Father God. You know, give her. Mm-hmm. We speak to her digested, her frame, Father God, that her food will break down. Father God, let it break down like it intends to be, Father God. Father God, I ask that you give her wisdom, continue to speak to her about healthy food to eat, any bacteria infection or anything that's in the gut, you know, leaking gut, whatever's in the gut. We just speak of healing, Father God, you know, healing, brand new kidney, brand new liver, brand new ovaries. Oh, my God. Yes, I feel that pulling in my stomach. So, Father God, yes, I ask that you just heal her stomach, heal the abdomen area, Father God. Father God, we just speak healing, lay your hands on top of her stomach, Father God, and we just speak that it will be a healing, Father God, that her food will be broken down. She will have normal bowel moving, no constipation. Father God, we thank you, Father God, and your legs, and I just pray over your legs, the stiffness, and I pray over your spine area. I just speak healing all down your back, the back area, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
You will not be bedridden. You will not be bound to the bed. You will pick up your mat and walk because you still got continued work to do for the kingdom of God, praying for people and, you know, let God continue to use you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much. So good. I got on. I got a chance to get connected with you tonight. Usually this is my time. I usually be, I will help and you'll be off. And I'm so glad that I got tonight. Yes. Yes.
Are you welcome? Yes. Is there any other pearls that you have?
I know. I'm just glad whatever you said the Lord showing you in the prophecy, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus, woman of God. And you just really blessed with the things that you had said that was you were just right on point with you know. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And I just continue to pray. And God's going to take care of us. And thank you for calling in, but I'm going to reach out to you, though.
Okay. Okay, then. All right. Thank
God bless you.
Have
a blessed weekend. Bye. All right, I got one more caller. Okay, 42650. This is Sister LaShawn, man. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is John from Omaha.
Oh, hey, John. How you doing?
Good. I know I've heard Randy call you out many times his show, so. Good to be able to talk to you finally.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, this Friday, LaShawn be on. Yeah. I think I was on when he talked to you. You did a show with Sister Karma last week.
Yeah, I know lately I've been trying to call in on like Wednesdays, but normally I have to get up early for work, so sometimes I've been falling asleep on them. So.
I know how that is. Sometimes I used to do that too. Well, is there something you want to share, or do you have a prayer request?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could pray for my roommate, Matt.
Matthews. Sure. Father God, we just thank you for your son, Matthews, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you continue to touch his mind, Father God. Father God, we come against any spirit of confusion, Father God. You're not an author of any confusion. Father God, we're going to decree the word over his life that you give us power, love, and a sound mind. I decree and declare it over him, Father God. Father God, wherever the enemy is trying to stagnate him, Father God, I just speak that he would not be stagnated in this season, but Father God, that he will stand up firm and he will continue to go forth. Father God, I just ask that he will seek you in some decision that he's trying to make, Father God, that he will trust you. Father God, if this is the direction you want him to go, is this where you want him to move? Do you want him to come out, do this? Whatever you have for him, that he will trust you. Whatever door that you need to close, let those doors be closed. But Father God, the right door that you want him to walk through in this hour, right now, walk through it. Let him walk through it, Father God. Father God, let him look to the hill which comes his help. His help, his strength, his peace. Oh, his joy. It all comes from you, Father God. Father God, I ask that you open the book and he begin to read and study you, Father God, and trust in your word. Father God, your word in Psalms 27:1 tell us the Lord is our light. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Who should we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Who should we be afraid? Father God, that this will be a season that he will not fear man. This will be a season that he will not walk being afraid, but he will trust you. Oh, Father God, that he will have strength. Father God, you let us know that peace that you will leave with us peace, your peace. And it's peace in your word. My God, my God. It's peace in your word, Father God. When he reads your word, when he studies your word, that you will fill him up. You will fill him up with wisdom. You will fill him up with knowledge, Father God, that he's going to connect. Let this be an hour that he connect to you with his, with you through your word, that the truth, your true word, that he will trust you. And even, Father God, you want to minister to him in the, I see the night hour. So I don't know, the night hour he will be ministered to in the night hour. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. Show your son how to put on the whole armor of God. Teach him, Father God. Teach him. Teach him. And I pray that he'll be teachable so he can teach. Is he in ministry?
No, in fact, actually, I think some of the only few times that I'm aware of that he's been to church, he's been with me, actually.
Uh-huh. Well, don't, I mean, God's going to teach him. I just hear this. He's going to be delivered. He's going to be delivered. When he let go some things and trust God and believe God is his source, because the word, I kept hearing the word. You need to connect it to the word, which is the word is the word of God. God is the word. And when he get connected to the word, things going to change for him. Things going to change. And he's going to start telling people how good God is. He's going to start telling people about the one that been having his hand upon his life. So I just ask for peace. Peace be with his mind. Peace in his mind, his body, that God will heal and deliver him, set him free. Because the word tells us who the Son set free is free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ask that you protect John, Father God. You protect him, Father God. I thank you for his protection, Father God. And I pray that he will continue to draw nigh unto you, Father God. Father God, that he will put on the whole arm of God, that he will anoint, you know, anoint himself, anoint your home, Father God, that he will just stop and thank you and give you the glory for the good time and the bad time and for protecting him. Father God, continue to be his strong tower, continue to be his strength. You will be strong. I just declare that you will be strong in the Lord, not by your might, but be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust him in his hour, but be strong in the Lord. Take your eyes off of fleshy things, but put your eyes on what he can do for you. And Father God, I ask that you turn the situation around, turn it around. Let it be a turnaround in his life, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Thank you for blessing his finance. I thank you for blessing his home. Father God, keep peace. Let peace be with him. Not the peace of the world, but the peace that you promised. Peace sleep. Peace in his, you know, when he go out. Peace when he be around people. Protect him, Father God. Give him, you know, I just ask that the spirit of discernment will be stirred up in him, Father God. And I just ask that you release more wisdom. Give him more wisdom. Wisdom in finance. Wisdom, you know, when it comes down to jobs, you know, money. Wisdom. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for protecting him. Thank you for keeping him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. John, do you have a family?
I do have a wife, but
okay.
We just have a fur child at the moment.
Okay.
So, Father God, I just speak blessing over his marriage, his family. Father God, I just ask that you continue, Father God, to be that third cord in this marriage. We come against any confusion, Father God. Father God, I ask that you draw them as husband and wife. Keep them protected, Father God. We rebuke the destruction. We rebuke confusion. Father God, I thank you for this marriage, Father God. Father God, I thank you for covering him. And Father God, I ask that you continue to, you know, have order, that it will be a house order. And we come against anything that's trying to stand, and we rebuke anything that's trying to cause separation in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you honor marriage. So, Father God, I ask that you shield this marriage, protect this marriage, give him wisdom in his marriage, Father God. Father God, we shut the mouth of the enemy, Father God. We close the ears and anything that's not of you, Father God. But I ask that you continue to speak to your son. Continue to speak to your son. Give him wisdom, Father God. God going to bless you with some things that you've been seeking him on. Just trust him. I don't know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Just trust him. Because he's going to give you your heart desire. Don't give up. Just trust him. And keep having faith that he's going to turn some situation around in your life. You don't have to worry about the, you know, you probably hear people say, don't worry about the finance. God got it. But when God got certain type of favor over our life, you don't have to worry about it, because you don't only have favor from him, but he'll give you favor from man. You know, the enemy like to mess with our minds and tell these lies, but you rebuke him, because he said all power and authority have been given unto you. You stand firm and just pull down anything that's trying to come against your mind and try to tell you anything that does not line up with God is saying. I don't know if that's making sense to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, I'm trying to say it into God got it. Trust me, God got it. You let go and let God do it. He's got it. And are you seeking a new place to live?
That has been one of the things that I've been wrestling with, whether my mom and my stepdad need to move in with us, as they're getting up in age and they're both disabled, or if, you know, we need to find a place of our own, you know, separate from them. That's been a thing, but also just having the finances and then just the timing and that, you know, if we are supposed to move into a house, that he would bring up the right house for us at the right time. More than
Amen. Amen. Well, that's what I see. A new place. Trust God. Ask him. And when it comes down to your parents, when the time, God going to let you know. Yes. You know, I try to tell people to seek God and not try to give my own opinion about things. But, you know, yes, take care of your parents. Because my dad, you know, he's in a nursing home, rehabilitation home, because he ended up getting both of his legs cut off. And I have seen some things. I'm telling you, my dad went been through some things. He in that home. My God, they didn't overdose him so many times. Just the prayers, protecting him. I'm telling you, every time he's going to the doctor, back emergency room on ventilator, it's just the grace of God, just prayers. So if you can, God gonna honor you for honoring your parents. You know, I try to get him to come out here closer to me, because where he at? he's kind of too far mm-hmm. from me, and he don't want to stay with nobody because he don't want that burden to be on people. But, you know, if you can take care of God, going to supply your needs, he's going to help you out. It's not easy to take care of your parents. It's a job. It's like taking care of a child. But I ask that God will give you the wisdom, that he will give you the wisdom. He will give you the wisdom and knowledge how to handle that. And he's going to stir you in the right direction. And he's going to honor you and your wife for doing it. So God's gonna take care of that situation. He's going to take care of it.
Yep.
And he's going to let you know, but I do see a new place. And so, Father God, I just ask that you would give him wisdom on where do you want him to be at? Where do you want him and his family to be at? So you can use them for your kingdom. You can use them for your kingdom and your glory. Where do you need them to be at? And Father God, I ask that you reveal it to him. Reveal it to him. That when he seek you, when he pray, when they come together and pray as husband and wife, you're going to reveal it to them. And then you'll come back and give confirmation. Let it be heard, Father God, and give them the confirmation. Give him the reassurance that he will know without a shadow of doubt that this is where you want him to do. This is where you need him to be. And give him confirmation about his parents. And Father God, just touch his finances. Father God, I ask that you protect his parents. Protect his parents. Keep them safe, Father God. Protect them. And I just ask that you just heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. To be strong. Be strong in the Lord. You know, just be strong. Every day you wake up, just read something out the Bible. Just read something like out of Psalms and start giving him the thanks. Just start thanking him for your new place and thanking him for the finance. Don't get distracted of what's going on now. Don't get distracted. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything else?
No, not tonight. I just hope that you have a good weekend as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, it was good to catch your show tonight.
Well, we give God the glory. I pray that you enjoyed the show and the word from God. We'll be, you know, give us a call back. And call us back.
Definitely. I will definitely check in more often.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. And you have a blessed weekend.
You as well, Deshaun.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I guess my voice is getting kind of raspy. You teaching the word of God, you can tell when you coming down. You can feel it when you coming down and coming down. It's time to shut it down. I can tell sometime in my voice, a lot of y'all probably can tell in my voice. So I just pray that God recover my voice, strengthen my voice. It's time to rest my voice because PGN is not the only place. Like I said, I got to get up in the morning and, you know, do prayer in the morning. So I kind of be talking a lot. And my voice needs to rest. Make me some hot tea. And so I just ask God to fill me back up, to pour back into me, to keep me covered and protected, and to cover my voice. Yeah, I pray over my voice, to strengthen my voice, you know, whatever attack is trying to come against my voice. But when you talk for so long and minister for so long, it'll start affecting your voice. But, hey, We know where our strength come from. We know where our peace come from. And so I just pray that my voice will be recovered in the name of Jesus. Listen, we'll pick back up next week about the word. In the beginning was the word, and we know where the word come from. Please get with a prayer group.
start praying. We got to pray now. We got to pray now. We got to pray now like never before. Connect to someone. Even have prayer in your, let it begin in your own home. Start praying with your husband, your wife, your children. Start praying in your own household first. Ask God to send a revival in your own household. Have a connection with God for yourself. Because we already know what they're trying to do. They want to cause another pandemic. Start having this thing in your own house. Dedicate your house as a house of prayer. So we thank you for calling in tonight. We thank you for, you know, allowing prophetic grace to be, you know, in your home. Like I said, this is Yahweh. This is G-O-D radio station. And we love the Father. I know I do. I love his word. I love his word. I love to meditate on his word. I love worship. And remember Jeremiah 29:11, God love you. He really do. He know the plans that he have for you. Jeremiah 29:11 said he know the plans that he have for you. And it's good and not an evil, because he let us know. I know the plan that I have for you. That's what he said. I know it. I ain't trying to torment you. I ain't trying to cause evil things to you. I came here on this earth to give you life and life abundantly. I came down here on this earth to set the captives free. I came to bring peace. So it's good. So we can have inspect the end. It's all good. Keep your eyes upon Christ. Keep your eyes upon the word. Eat the word. Bathe in the word. The word is going to bring you peace. The word is going to heal your body. The word is going to bring you true prosperity, which is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The word. We need the word. We need the word right now. In Jesus' name. So I love you, and Jesus loves you, and so do I. So we come, is on tomorrow, and I think Angela Joy will be on Sunday. If it's not Angela Joy, it'll be Felicia, Sister Felicia. You know, it's on Monday through Thursday. Deborah and Barbara is on Monday and Tuesday. And then our sister and brother, Tanisha Terrence, on Wednesday. We have two shows on Sunday. We have two shows on Sunday. So we have a school that on Sunday that's teaching about the Book of Revelation. I'll be giving everybody's name. And so PGN is on 7 days a week, 24 hours. Someone's always on PGN, and we thank God, we bless God for Randy and his family for giving him this vision. The Father had to give him this vision. Father had to to host, you know, the Father allowing this to happen. If it was up to me, I wouldn't even be on the radio if it was up to me, because I would never thought, no. No. Ministry, I was looking at people like, what are you talking about? We all called to ministry. Just with the Father and see what is your assignment. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed weekend. I'm going to play this song. Thank you for calling in. No less have the hands up. So thank y'all for calling in tonight. May God be with you. Like I said, I don't see nobody else with the hand up. So almost on it a night.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me. can't help my unbelief. So I can tell all my friends
you won again.
That you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the dollar roll? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My heart could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Why do you give him praise?
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Somebody ought to give them glory.
Glory. Everybody know it's not a winner.
Yes.
Everybody know it's not a winner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thine a glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine a glory.
Revive.
God, we need you to revive us. I'm going to do it again, Aaron. Hallelujah. Thine the glory.
lift your hands, everybody, and see you have won. You did it again, over and over, time after time. I couldn't see my way out, but you, he's Jesus, all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me again.
Thank you, Jake. Come on, family, give the Carney Cortez a hand.